Heart and Hand by Rebel Carter. Read by Sara Novak for Saga Egmont. For Aaron, Melody, and the Geriatric Friendship Cult. On the bad days, you gave me light and inspired me to keep writing, to keep dreaming, and to see that I had all the strength I ever needed right inside of me. July 4th, 1886. Honest man seeking unorthodox marriage arrangement. I am in possession of a ranch of considerable size, totaling nearly 1,000 acres, spanning Montana and Wyoming territories, and am a man of substantial means and good reputation. Must be resourceful, and above all, an independent woman. Young lady does not need to be proficient in cooking or housekeeping. Town is in need of a teacher, not a cook. Only a highly educated woman with the patience and mental fortitude to run a schoolhouse will be considered. Further details particular to marriage arrangement will be disclosed in future correspondence. Eager to hear from adventurous, open-minded women who are interested. Respectfully, Forrest Wicks. P.S. All wages earned from teaching will belong solely to young lady. Chapter 1. Have you heard? Julie means to join a veritable rake in matrimony. He intends to lure her to the wilds of the Montana Territory. Julian Baptiste III, gentleman about town and heir to the Baptiste fortune, yelled as he skidded across the polished wood floors of the Baptiste family home. Julie jerked upright from the letter she had been writing. She barely had time to set her pen down before her twin brother waved a newspaper at her with a swoop of his arm. She frowned, leaping from her chair, before he could utter another word. "What on earth are you talking about?" she clamped a hand over his mouth. "Are you insane? Just bandying about information like that. What if Papa heard you?" Julian's whiskey brown eyes widened. He let out a garbled string of speech into Julie's palm, flapping the newspaper at his side. "What?" Julie shook his face with the hand covering his mouth. "What are you saying?" Julian rolled his eyes before he reached up and yanked her hand away. "I said, tell me it isn't true, because your reaction makes me wonder what my sensible sister has done." Julie bit her lip and gave a nervous shrug. "Define true. Oh, God, this is what happens to facade girls of a certain age, isn't it? I never would have expected it from you, dear sister." "You absolute cad." "Perhaps a cad, but a truthful one. Who would have ever pegged me for the honest twin? That's usually a virtuous woman character trait, which is a you thing." "How do you know what I've said isn't true?" Julie arched an eyebrow and enjoyed a fleeting moment of triumph when her brother's mouth dropped open. "So then you truly are engaged to be married?" he asked, eyes wide in disbelief. "Well, I..." Julie sighed and tucked her hands behind her back with a grimace. "It's a delicate situation." Julian pointed a finger at her. "What are you hiding from me? Out with it then." "It isn't polite to point, Julian," she said primly. Undeterred, he pointed all of his fingers at her. "Answer the question." Julie turned away with as much dignity as she could muster. "I guess I should phrase my answer as this. I have accepted Mr. Wicks's proposal of marriage." Julian gasped. "Who is this man, this Mr. Wicks? He's real? Where did you even meet him? The library? All you do is read." Julie tittered nervously. "Funny you should say that." Her brother continued to stare at her like she had gone mad. He blew out a sigh through his nose. "Julie, I haven't met him. I read a newspaper article." "Dare I guess this article was featured in a matrimonial publication?" "Well, yes." Julian put his fingers to the bridge of his nose and massaged the tender spot. "You have no reason to marry a stranger. Is the city boring you? Why don't we take a trip to Europe, perhaps Spain? You adore Spain." "This isn't about being bored." Julie stopped short and tapped her chin in thought. "However, now that you raise the issue, perhaps it is."